We're also looking at what's going on with U.S. job growth. What's the best way to maintain and accelerate that? Well, according to our next guest, that's by ratifying the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, better known as the USMCA. And coming from the organization past UMCA, we're saying good morning to Joe Crowley. And Joe, welcome to WDUN this morning. Hope you're well.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here in the folks from Georgia.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this particular thing means. And we've heard a lot of talk about it, but I'm not sure people understand exactly what it would do. So can we start with the inner workings a little bit, sort of a thumbnail sketch of what the USMCA would do?
Well, I think it's important, though, to really look at it in its historical sense as well. I think people are familiar with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And I think there has been enough, darts and arrows and at this agreement for many, many years. It's an old agreement. It's almost 30 years old, and I think we can all attest to the fact the economy has changed dramatically. I think 30 years ago, there weren't really cell phones around. There weren't really the computers that we have today. There weren't a lot of technological advancements that have taken place, aside from the fact that it was just an old agreement, that it really needs to be updated and changed. And both Democrats and Republicans, and I'm a Democrat, have had problems with that trade agreement. In fact, I would not have supported it had I been in the House at the time when that bill was before the House of Representatives. But this is an opportunity to really update it, to change it, to make it a better agreement. And I think that that's exactly what the USMCA, this Mexico-Canadian agreement with the United States, does. It modernizes the agreement, modernizes it for labor, for the environment, for patent protections and copyright protections that I think are important to the United States. But more importantly than anything else, it's not the panacea, but it's one of the factors I think we need to pass in order to get this country really humming again, and especially for our farmers. The changes that have been made here between the U.S. and Canada are substantial, especially for dairy farmers, eggs and other produce that we do here is being opened up to Canada for the first time. The rules of origin as it pertains to automaking, that 75% of those parts need to be made here in North America. I think these are all very, very important things for the workforce and for, quite frankly, organized workforce as well.
Our guest this morning is Joe Crowley from the Coalition Pass USMCA. We're going to talk a little bit more about that organization in just a second. But first, let me follow up on something you just mentioned, Joe, and that is talking about jobs. What would this do for job creation? What does this mean for people who are looking for work or maybe in current jobs that they want to change?
Well, I think that what it does do, we have to look at this again in terms of the trade between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And for the most part, there's a fairly balanced level of trade. Yes, Mexico does have an advantage on the U.S., but we export well over a quarter of $1 trillion to Mexico itself. Canada is our largest trading partner. And so we need to have an agreement with these folks. And it's really the absence of an agreement and what that would do to our economy. I think the president had said that NAFTA was the worst, I believe, quoting him, the worst agreement ever entered into, or paraphrasing, I should say. Look, I don't know if it was the worst, but I certainly wouldn't have supported it myself. And here we have an opportunity to really ratify a new agreement that I think will help stir the economy in the auto sector, in farming, in manufacturing, and in the drug producing, as well as entertainment and the arts that we excel at as America.
Well, let's talk now a little bit about your organization. This is a past USMCA coalition. Now, who is this? Who is this made of?
It's a group of about 30 corporations and entities to here in the States who are interested in seeing the agreement passed by the Congress and signed as well by the President.
Now you're in D.C. What are you seeing and hearing in the hallways? Does this seem to have pretty broad support?
Well, I think that there's more support here than not. I think all agreements, trade agreements, and I had a mixed record when I was in the House of Representatives on trade itself. I supported some and didn't support others. And I looked at them and I tried to make a decision based on what I thought was the best interest of my constituency then and and the country. And I do believe that this agreement is worthy of support. As I said before, it is not a panacea. This is not, you know, the answer to all ills. But I think absent an agreement would really send an incredibly wrong message to the market at this time. I do think that, you know, it's a very fluid situation we have right now in terms of the economy. And I think the failure of the U.S. to move on this, Mexico has already ratified the agreement. Canada is well on its way to ratifying the agreement. And I think it's in our interest to see that happen now, especially I think with the recent news about, you know, the concern about heading towards a recession. I think failure to pass or ratify this agreement would, I think, send the wrong message to the markets and to our economy as well.
How do we find out more about what's going on with your organization and keep up with what's happening with USMCA?
Well, I think there's going to be a great deal of interest in this over the next month or so, month and a half, as Congress comes back into session. I think a lot of eyes and ears will be focused on what the agenda is going to be. And there are a number of issues they want to tackle. And I know that, you know, the issues of guns, that there are other issues that are out there that have the concern of America. But I do think this will be also one of the things that will be front and center, an opportunity for, I think, you know, the House and the Senate to come together and do something that's positive for the country as well. Given all the political jargon that we're hearing these days, that I think the American people are looking for the Congress to act.
Joe Crowley with Past USMCA, thank you for spending time with us this morning. Got you up early. Go ahead and have an extra donut,
that's
cup of coffee, okay?
Thanks, Bill. All the best.